Okay, Be'ezah Hashem Yisparech. Today's daf is Gimel in Maseches Gittin. We're picking up on the top line on Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara is in the middle of describing some interesting exceptions about the halacha b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. On the one hand, b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam is a takanim midrabanan, because according to Rava, we are concerned that there aren't going to be edim around to verify the shtar. And according to Rabba, we're concerned that the get wasn't written lishma. So there was a takana midrabanan that we were machmir, we required the shliach to say v'fanei nechta. At the same time, the Gemara in the top of Gimel Amud Aleph is going to point out that there is a leniency that we allow one aid to come and say v'fanei nechta. One shliach is enough. That person who is the shliach, if he's able to testify in front of me, it was written in front of me, it was signed, then in such a case, it's going to be acceptable. So the Gemara is going to weigh that. The Gemara in our daf is also going to discuss the halachos of kiyum shtaros. The Gemara is going to compare the halacha b'fanei nechtam with the sugya maseches ksubis in the second parak, where we have a requirement that midrabanan, a shtar needs to be mekuyam in order to be able to collect. Mekuyam means that needs to be verified by Bezdin. The Gemara then is going to analyze the strengths and the weaknesses of Rabba and Rava's position and compare the two shitas to each other. Then the Gemara is going to ask on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph a very, very strong question. And that is, who is the Tana who says that you have to say both b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam? If we're going to follow the rationale of Rabba, so then, in such a case, why is it that we need to have b'fanei nechtav? Because you need both ksiva and chasima lishma? The Gemara is going to ask, according to Rabba, we know that there are some opinions who say that you need ksiva lishma. We know that there are some opinions who say chasima lishma. How do we know that there is a requirement for both? Ultimately, our Gemara on today's daf is going to conclude not having an answer to that question. That's going to be only fully addressed on the top of Dalid Amud Aleph. So let's Beis Hashem begin. Let's pick up the last line of Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "V'rabbanan hu da'atzroch." On yesterday's daf, we had learned that the case of b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam is only a chshash rachok, a distant concern that the get isn't going to be written, let's say, according to Rabba Lishma. We're now within the opinion of Rabba, who says that the requirement of b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam is due to the fact the get wasn't written Lishma. So, "V'rabbanan hu da'atzroch," the Rabbanan required b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, even though, as we saw in yesterday's daf, the two, three lines from the bottom, that most sofrim know the halachos of Lishma. The Rabbanan requirement it, v'hacha, continues the Gemara, mishum iguna akilu b'rabbanan. Due to iguna, we were lenient. In what way? That the shliach is believed as one. You might have argued that you should require two for b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. Says the Gemara, we're lenient because of iguna. What does that mean for an iguna? So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that we want the woman to be able to get remarried easily. So the way in which we do that is by having one aid be saying b'fanei nechtav, and that's going to be enough. Since we already pointed out that this is not considered a davar sheba erva, so one aid would be enough. Asks the Gemara, "Hai kulu chumru? You think it's a leniency, it's a stringency. Dimatzach say trey. If you're going to require two aidim to come and say faneta faneta lo asi baal maru pasale. If the baal comes along and says that the get is possible, so then in such a case, if you have two aidim that say it's kosher, so then we don't believe the baal. Chad asi baru maru pasale. But one would be one against one." There is a discussion amongst the Rishonim whether the Baal could really passel this get. Because at the end of the day, this get is written, it has the appropriate signatures, it has the appropriate Eidei Mesira, according to Rabbi Lazar. Can the Baal really be posel? So these are two deos in Tosas. Tosas in the first daya says that midrabanan we view the get as posel. According to the second daya, he's just going to make trouble for the wife, but not literally posel. But either way, if you would require two fellows, two shluchim, to say fanechta fanechtam, then it'll take care of the problem of baal being ma'arer. But if you only have one, then it's not going to take care of that problem. Chad osi baal ma'arer pasle. Answers the Gemara. Kima damar ma'arer b'fnei kama nos no lo. Since we learned another halacha that in front of how many does the get have to be administered? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, chadam b'fnei shnayim, chadam b'fnei gimel. It's a machlokas. Some say two, some say three. So then in such a case, the fellow is going to be careful not to make himself look like a fool. Rashi explains that the shliach is going to be careful and say the truth, because he's now going to have people that are going to be able to expose him as being a liar. So because we have this umdana called meidak dayik, in such a case, we're going to believe the shliach. We put a big period over here, and now the Gemara goes from Rabba to Rava. We have been discussing the opinion of Rabba that says the requirement to find Nechla, find Nechla, because people are not bucking the Shema. And that discussion had begun 6 lines from the top on Beis Amid Beis. Now, 7 lines from the top on Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara now begins to discuss Rava. Ula Rava Damar Lefi Shein Mitzuyin Kain Leboi Trey, a similar type of question. Why is it that one is enough? We should need to. Midi Dehavi Akim Shtaris Da Alma. Answers the Gemara. The Gemara asks, just like Kiyum Shtaros in general, that we have in the second paradigm of Ksubis, in order to verify signatures, two Edim need to testify in the signatures to say that's kosher. So too over here, asks the Gemara, why is it that we don't have two Shluchim testifying b'fanei nechtam? Because if the Vort is Kiyum, if the reason is in terms of Kiyum, so you should need two Edim for it. Answers the Gemara, Eid Echa Nem and Bisurin. No, over here it's different, because this is about Isur. What does the Gemara mean that it's about Isur? At the end of the day, in our case, we're only talking about Lishma. If we're talking about Lishma, then it's not to be Motzi Mamon, like when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros. And therefore, one will be believed, says the Gemara. But wait a second, is this just about Isur? Now, the Gemara repeats the Shakla Vitaria that we had on the bottom of Beis on Beis. When do we say one eight is believed? When you have a case where there is no Cheskas Isur, so then one eight is going to be believed. Yesterday we had a discussion where the Gir says Have Dover Sheberva or Vehave Dover Sheberva. Here you have the Cheskas Isur of Eishes Ish. Today we'll go with the gear that's in front of us and say that there's a Cheskas Isur of Eishes Ish of Dover Sheberva, and you're going to need two. Question mark. So why is it that one is going to be acceptable according to Rava? Answers the Gemara. But didn't the Kiyum Shtaros Nami Loliboy? Really, even when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, by all Shtaros in general, you don't need to aid them. Kidrei Shlakish, Damrei Shlakish, in Machasum Ashtar Nasa Kamish Nekwe Yusam Bebezdin. Really, Minat Torah, the Shtar is entirely kosher. V'Rabbanan Udatzroch, it's a Hakana Mid Rabbanan. Now this is a very, very important cloud. Reish Lakish's rule, Eidim Achasum HaShar Nasa Kimishnak Reidusam Bez. And there are many questions that one could ask about the veracity of a shtar when being compared to Dinei Shtaros in the Torah. One example is, the Rambam raises in the Perek Gimel in Hilchos Eidus, the Rambam raises the following problem, that really Min HaTorah, the way in which testimony is acceptable, is only if it's done bipeh. Because the Torah says that it's done mipi ha'edim, from the mouths of the edim. The Gemara and Daif Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph Darshins, mipiem velo mipi ksavam. Says the Rambam, really, at first glance, one could ask the question, how could any shtar be kosher? At the end of the day, isn't every shtar a violation mipiem velo mipi ksavam? The Rambam answers this question in the following way. The Rambam says that shtar raya is only a takana midrabanan. You're right, really min haTorah shouldn't work. But shtar kinyan, the Rambam leaves open and is not bothered why it's not a problem with PM velo mipi ksava. Many of the Achronim explain that it's based on Reish Lakish's rule, the Nesivus HaMishpat, Reb Chaim in his Sefer Nilchos Eidus, all explain it's based on this idea of Eidim HaChasum HaAshtar Nasa Kemishnech Reidus HaMbebezim, which means that there is a Gzeres HaKosav that says that once you have Eidim on a Shtar, it's not that Bezdin reads the Shtar when the Shtar is submitted, and then we have testimony that was submitted by Ksav it was written down, but rather the way in which shtar works is the moment the Edom sign, it's as if it was accepted in Bezdin. And Edom HaChasum HaShtar Nasa Kimishnech Reidusam in Bezdin is that we consider the shtar not Edus Piksav, but rather that the Torah says it's as if it was already accepted in Bezdin. So says the Gemara, the same applies in regards to Kiyum Shtaros. That when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, really there should be no requirement to be Mekayim the Shtar. Rabbanon hu datzuk, the Rabbanon requires. V'hachem isham iguna ikilu bar Rabbanon. And the Gemara adds, over here, it's because of iguna that we're going to be makil and say that it's not necessary to have two for fine nephtim. So min haTorah, the get isha is already kosher. And really, it's only a takana midrabbanim fine nechta, because ain ed mitzui in the kaimu. And the rabbanim were the ones who instituted, and they're the ones lenient in order that the woman should be able to easily get married, because to require two shluchim is going to make things difficult. Asks the Gemara, Hai kulu chumru. You think this is a leniency, this is a stringency. Dimatz was like trey. Because if you're going to require two, lo asi bar balumaro pasale, that we explained above. If there are two aidin that come, two aidim that contradict the claim of the Baal, then that will work. However, if there's one aid, so then who's going up against the Baal, so then they're going to cancel each other out, and then we're going to have to get more information. So we should be misakein that you have two shluchim. As we said above, there is a added believability that the shliach has, because he has to give it in front of two or three people, and therefore, as Rashi says, on the top of the Yamud, on the first narrow line, so then in such a case, he's going to be careful, he's going to be duck bimilse shapir, and he's not going to lie. So we put a big period over here, and we have concluded our first topic of Maseches Gittin in the Gemara. And that is that we had a machlokas between Rabba and Rava. We gave three nafkaminas on top of Beis and Mabeis between Rabba and Rava, whether the requirement for Nafta, Fana Nafta is due to Lashma or Ein Eidim Mitzuyin Lekaimo. There the Gemara says that one nafkamina is going to be whether two Eidim bring it, second nafkamina is Bimdina and Dinam Beretz Yisrael, third nafkamina is going to be both Bimdina, Bimdina Sayam. Then the Gemara analyzes that according to Rabba, we had a Beis and Mabeis. The Gemara says, why is it that one aid is going to be acceptable? Shouldn't this be a problem with Dover Sheba Erva? And the Gemara says that Stam Sofrim Dini Migmer Gmiri, and the Gemara got rid of the problem of Dover Sheba Erva. And you have a Takana Midrabanan that one aid is going to be acceptable because of Medik Dayak. The Gemara then points out that according to Rava, if the concern is Ain Aidim Mitzlin Kaimo, you should need two like Kiyum Shtaros. And the Gemara says, well, Kiyum Shtaros is not a Din D'Rabbanan, the Din D'Araisa, excuse me, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. Every Shtar is really kosher. So our concern is not that the get is going to be Pasul Midrabbanan, it's not going to be Pasul Minatorah. Our concern is not that the get is going to be Pasul Minatorah, it's only a concern Midrabbanan. So since our concern is only a concern Midrabbanan, so then the Rabbanan were the ones who required two for Kiyum Shtaros, but when it comes to Iguna, so then the Rabbanan are going to be makil to allow for one. Now the Gemara, step number two in our Gemara is, the Gemara is going to ask why Rava didn't accept Rabba's reason, and why did Rabba not accept Rava's reason. Says the Gemara, about 20 lines from the bottom, and Gimel Menav, Rava, my time, the first word on lines for Rava, my time, Elo Amar Karabba. Why is it that Rava doesn't learn like Rabba? Amar Lecha. So what is the reason that Rava says that the reason is not due to Lishma? Miktani b'fani nechtan Lishma, b'fani nechtan Lishma. He says if the requirement was due to the concern of Lishma, then we would have put it in the statement of the Shliach, b'fani nechtan Lishma, b'fani nechtan Lishma. Says Gemara, v'Rava b'dinu d'lisnei hachiv. Rava would say, you're right, it should say v'fani nechtan Lishma. Ela di'i mafshisle dibure, if you're going to have the Shliach say six words, asin migzayim. So then he's going to end up cutting out important words. Says Gemara, Hashta Nami Aslam Igzayah. We should be afraid that he's going to cut out from the fine nechta, fine nechta. Says Gemara, Chodem Itlas Gazi. If you have him say fine nechta of Lishma, then he's going to cut out one of those words, and then we're going to have a problem. Chodem Itartilo Gazi. But he won't cut out the fine nechta. That he'll say both of those words. The Gemara then says, "V'Rabba, my time alo amar k'Rabba." So why is it that Rabba doesn't learn like Rabba? Rabba says, "Based on Eidim Mitzuyin L'Chaimah." Amar Lach. So Rava will say a very sharp response to Rava. Im kein, if your concern is based on, Rava's going to say to Rava, your concern is based on that you don't have Eidim Mitzvah in the Kaimo, so why do you have to say Befanei Nechtav? Im kein nisni Befanei Nechtav. All you should say is Befanei Nechtav. Vesulo Befanei Nechtav. Vesulo, and that's all. Befanei Nechtav Lomeli. Why do you have Befanei Nechtav? Question mark. Shma mina bina l'shma. It must be that the reason we have Befanei Nechtav, it proves to me that the requirement of Befanei Nechtav is based on l'shma. Vesu, and another question, why do you have that all together? We just went back a line. Rava's response is that Rava, you're right. If you are going to require that we only say Befanei Nechtam, then people will think that there's no difference between get and get isha and kiyum shtaras. That just like the halach is that by get one shliach is acceptable, we learned already previous in the sugya, because mishum iguna kila barabanan, people will think the same applies for kiyum shtaras as well, that one aid would be acceptable. So as to emphasize that here we're not talking about kiyum shtaras, then we say befanei nechtav. Why? Because befanei nechtav is not a requirement at all when it comes to shar shtaros, when it comes to shtik kiyum shtaros, the sugya in the second parak of Ksubis. There's no requirement of nechtav. So the fact that we say by get befanei nechtav, even though it's not a requirement, that's simply there in order that you shouldn't be asi lechlufei bekiyum shtaros. V'rabba, questions the Gemara, what's Rabba going to say? He has a good response. Rabba's responding well. Rabba says, no, my question is still a good question. My question is that you should only say befanei nechtav. And this answer, asi lechlufei bekiyum shtaros, says Rabba, that's wrong. Me dummy, I wouldn't be asi lechlufei bekiyum shtaros if I just had befanei nechtam. Hasam yaidinan, hacha befanei. There, when it comes to kiyum shtaros, the guy needs to say yaidinan. I know, hacha befanei. Over here, when it comes to gerushin, the requirement is befanei nechtam, befanei nechtam. Let's start with Tosus's explanation. Tosus dibar maslo hacha befanei explains the Gemara in the following way. Tosa says that when it comes to Gerushin, everybody knows that it's different than Kiyum Shtaros, because there's a requirement that the guy, the Shliach, witness the actual signing of the Shtar. When it comes to Kiyum Shtaros, in the second paragraph of Ksubis, there you just simply compare signatures to each other. So if we're comparing signatures to each other, so then in such a case, then all you have to do is recognize the signature. You don't have to be there. But when it comes to get, hacha befanei, over here you have to say befanei nechtav. Let's take a look at Rashi, how Rashi learns. Rashi says, hasam gabi, halfway through the yomuk, hasam gabi kim shtars yodim anu shezek ksava edim huda ka'amri. When it comes to kim shtars, they're saying we know the ksava edim. Hacha befanei kamar, velo kamuchecha milsa. According to Rashi, the Gemara's rejection is that it's not obvious that we're doing kiyum shtaros. Because we say befanei and we don't say yodimanu, so then in such a case it's not obvious, and therefore you won't kamli day kiyum shtaros. In our Iyun Shiurim, we also discussed that there's another Girsa Rashi of kamuchecha milsa, but we explained the Gemara just now, according to the Girsa and Rashi, that's in front of us. Says the Gemara, hasam isha lo mehemna, hacha isha mehemna. Another difference is that when it comes to kiyum shtaros, a woman is not believed. Over here, a woman is believed. Hasam baal davar lo mehemen, hacha baal davar mehemen. Also, over there, when it comes to kiyum shtaros, those who have the shtar written, Reuven and Shimon, let's say Reuven's writing shtar that owes Shimon money, so Reuven's not going to be believed to verify the signatures. However, here, a woman is allowed to say, befanei nechta, befanei nechta. The Rava Melcha, Rava is going to respond back to Rabba and say, you say that there's a difference between Yadina and Befanai? Atu acha kiyama Yadinan, atu acha kiyama Yadina mila mehemni? Says Rava back to Rabba, if the fellow would say Yadina, would he not be believed? He would be believed. Tosus learns that Rava over here is in Dibra Maschil Atu. Tosus learns that Rava is responding al pishit also to Rabba. According to Rava, since the halacha of Befanei Nechtav is just because of kiyum haget, Right? And the concern by B'fayinecht L'fayinechtam is that you're not going to have people to be Mekayim. And when you say B'fayinecht L'fayinechtam, you're doing Kiyum. So says Rava, then of course, here Yadinan would also work. And since Yadinan would work, then your answer of B'fanai versus Yadinan, you Rabba, is not correct, says Rava back to him. Because at the end of the day, Yadinan does work by Gerushin, just like it does work when it comes to Kiyum Shtaros. Rabba disagrees, explains Tosis. Because Rabba's of the opinion that B'fanei Nechtam is there for Lishma, and therefore you need a higher quality, as we explained earlier, according to Tosis, a higher quality of Re'iyah when it comes to get Isha. Let's take a look at Rashi. Atu acha ki amar yodeyani milo mehemen. According to Rashi, the Girsa is that the guy, even if he said yodeyani, he would also be believed. According to Tosos, if a person said yodeya, he would not be believed. According to Rashi, he would. Explains Rashi, the Gemara's Teretz, very similar to what we had said earlier in Tosos. Holy diday, time mishum kiyumahu. Since when it comes to B'fanei Nechtam, according to Rava, it's based on kiyum, iyamer yodeyani b'chasimis yideyayidim milo mehemet. The mali b'fanai mali yodeani. There's no difference between fanai yodeani. As we explained earlier, according to Rabba, there's a difference, but according to Rabba, there is none. V'kim d'hachiyu, and since that's correct, ilav metzrachina nami aksiva the teyave heker ben gitin l'shar shtaros asa lechluve v'kim shtaros ta'amu l'kaiminu be'ed echad. Now we have a concern, says Rabba, that we're going to confuse kiyum shtaros with get. And therefore, we have this new institution of B'fanei Nechtam, but not for the reason that Rabba had said, because you require the Shema, but simply to indicate that this is different than Kiyum Shtaros, so you shouldn't think that one aid is going to be acceptable for Kiyum Shtaros. We'll come to confuse with Kiyum Shtaros in general. We put a big period over here. And now the Gemara comes to the third topic of today's Amud. So the first part of today's Amud was clarifying Shitas, Rava, and Rabba. Why is it that we don't need two? The second thing in today's Amud that we did was why Rava doesn't learn like Rabba, and why Rabba doesn't learn like Rava. Now the Gemara starts a discussion that's going to take us through to Daf Dalet. Ula Rabba Dam Lefisha Mikin Lishma. And according to Rabba, who says that the concern is that the people don't know about Lishma, Manai Taina the Baik Siva Lishma, Baik Hasim Lishma. So the Gemara asks a great question. According to Rabba, why do I say B'fanei Nechtam and B'fanei Nechtam? Presumably because both have to be Lishma. Right? Because Rabba says all regarding B'fanei Nechtam is based on Lishma. If that's so, which Tana says that you need both Ksiva and Chasima Lishma? Now, when we learned Maseches Gittin B'Iyun, we didn't start with Daf Beis. We started with Daf Chav Beis. Because there is an important rule that comes up on Daf Chav Beis, which doesn't start with Daf Chav Beis. It starts with Har Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. So in Parashas Kisaytze, it says, V'chosav lo sefer krisus v'nasam b'yada. If a man is going to divorce a woman, so then he writes the get, and he gives it to the woman's hand. So there's a machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar, how to define that pasuk v'chosav lo. According to Rabbi Meir, v'chosav lo is actually referring to the signing of the Eden. However, according to Rabbi Lazar, it's referring to the actual writing of the get. So there is a machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar whether Lishma needs to be of the Ksiva or of the Chasima. As Gemara is about to bear out on the top of Gimel and Mebez, we're going to ask, which one is it? Either, according to Rabbi Meir, you need to say B'fanei Nechtam Lishma, and according to Rabbi Lazar, you need to only say B'fanei Nechtam Lishma, the Gemara is going to ask. But both don't make sense to say both B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks, Manai Tain Deboi Ksi Lishma, Uboi Chasim Lishma. E Rabbi Meir, if it's Rabbi Meir, says Gemara Taplan Gimel Mebeis, Chasima Boi Ksi Loboi. We know that you need chasima and not ksiva. Now the Gemara here brings this point out without quoting the pasuk. It was good that we mentioned the pasuk beforehand, as I mentioned to many of the Talmidim in the past, both in Daf Yomi and Iyun, that Rav Shachter Shlita often, when he'll start any shir, he'll always start with the pasuk itself. And so here, even though the Gemara doesn't mentions a raya from the Mishnah, it of course is a machlokus between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar how to read the pasuk itself. A nafgamina, a result of that machlokus, is the halacha of ein kosvim b'mechubel l'karka. Says the Gemara, this now we learn in Mishnah Chafal from base ein kosvim b'mechubel l'karka. There's a machlokis between Reb Meir and Reb Elazar whether you're allowed to write a get on something which is mechubel. What is that machlokis? So everybody agrees that you can't have a break between v'kasav and v'nasan, explains Rashi on the third line from the top. That you can't have a break between v'kasav and nasan, and therefore you can't have v'kasav, v'katsatz, v'nasan. V'katsatz means to cut. It needs to be one flow. That everybody agrees. According to Rabbi Meir, really, it's not going to be a problem that's ma'akev, maybe l'chatchili, you can't do it as we're going to see in the Mishnah, but the get will not be possible if you do the ksiva, cut it off, do the chasima, and the nesina, because then you did the kasa v'nasan together, because the definition of the kasa according to Reb Meir is v'chasa. His definition of writing the get is when the edim sign on the get. So, says the Mishnah, in kasa mechubel l'karka, kasva mechubel l'karka, so l'chatchila, everybody agrees you're not allowed to. But the critical line over here is what happens b'diavad, if it happens. So Tarshu Chasmu Vinasnula Kasher. If you cut it off, it's kasher. So then what do we see? We see according to Rabbi Meir, it's not critical that the ksiva be done on Mechuber, L'chatchili is supposed to, on Talush. It's not critical that the ksiva be done on something that's detached. That's not critical that it has to be done on Talush. And Bidiyevit, it was done on Mechuber, it was done when it was attached to the ground, then it would be acceptable. So what do we see? We see that according to Rabbi Meir, the definition of the Kasav is referring to the Chasima, and only the Chasima should have to be Lishma, and not the ksiva. Tazni Bar Maschil Desnan points out that even though Bidiyevit it's kosher, L'chatchila, Rabbi Meir also requires you to write on Talush. So asks Tosos, maybe the whole Takana, the Fanenechtam, is that L'chatchila you're supposed to write the ksiva Lishma, and L'chatchila it needs to be on Talush. That's Tosis' question. If the halacha would have been that according to Rabbi Meir, L'chatchila you could write on Mechuber, so then we would have had a strong kasha. But now that we say that L'chatchila, you can't. Maybe the Takana, the Fanei Nechtam was there to tell us that you need the Ksiva L'chatchila Shema. So Tosis answers about 15 lines in Dibra Maskel Desnan. Tosis says, Tosis answers that we never would have made a Takana B'Fanei Nechtam if it was not a requirement. To the point, the requirement of B'Fanei Nechtav was so strong, of Lishma, that if you didn't have it, the get would be possible. The only time we would institute B'Fanei Nechtav is that if the get needs Lishma and would be possible, so then in such a case, then we would institute B'Fanei Nechtav. But if we're going to speculate that according to Rabbi Meir, just like L'chatchila needs to be betolish, so too L'chatchila needs to be Lishma, but B'Dievet, if you didn't do Lishma, would be kosher, then they would have never made the Takana of B'Fanei Nechtav. If that's so, then we got a bomb kasha. Once we have Tosis and Teretz, the bomb kasha of the Gemara is, why do you need B'Fanei Nechtav according to Rabbi Meir? You don't. So we're not following Rabbi Meir. E. Rebbe Lazar back into the Gemara, four lines to the top. Ksiva boy chasima lo boy. If we're following the opinion of Rebbe Lazar, so then you need ksiva, but not chasima? Question mark. Says Gemara, v'chitei mele olam Rebbe Lazar he. Maybe you want to say that really we're following the shita of Rebbe Lazar. V'chilo boy Rebbe Lazar chasim l'shma midoraisa midrabbanan boy. But maybe when it comes to the shita of Rebbe Lazar, maybe midrabbanan he requires that the chasima be. Not only the chasima be done lishma, but the chasima midrabanan has to be lishma. So that's the Gemara's suggestion. Maybe that Rabbi Lazar requires both b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. The fact that you need to say b'fanei nechtav is doraisa, but maybe midrabanan you require the chasima also to be lishma as well. The Rishonim speculate that it could be its gzeira. Maybe there was some type of gzeira that once the halacha is that there's a requirement that the ksiva has to be lishma for Rebbe Lazar. He wants the whole get to be lishma, not just the ksiva, also the chasim as well. But the Gemara rejects that and says that that's not correct. The Gemara gives an example, it's really a Mishnah, later on, of three gittin that are psulim midrabanan, and the position of Rebbe Lazar is that they are entirely kosher if they don't have chasim l'shma. This not, as we learn in the Mishnah, gimel gittim psulim. There are three gittim that are possible. And he says havlat kosher. Now, this Mishnah that we're quoting right now for the next five or six lines is not the opinion of Rebbe Elazar, which is a very interesting question of why the Gemara even quotes that part of the Mishnah if it's not the opinion of Rebbe Elazar. So our raya about the Shita Rebbe Elazar is going to take us a couple minutes to develop. First, let's learn the Mishnah of gimel gittim psulim. We haven't yet shown that Rebbe Elazar doesn't need chasima l'shma at all. This not, but we quote the whole Mishnah. Gimel gittim psulim. Vimni zavak kasha. Kasav iksav yadav ein alavedim. So halacha is that if you have a get that was written in the ksav yad of the baal, but there's no edim, or yeshlav edim vein bozman. There are edim on it, but there's no zman. Zman is a takana mid rabbanam, which we're going to see on Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Yud Ches, why there was a takana mid rabbanam to put zman on. Yesh bo zman ve'im bo ele eid echad. What if there's zman and there is only an eid echad? Rashi explains that there is an eid echad and uksav yidei sofer, as well as the writing of the sofer. Harei elu shosh gitin psulim. These are all considered gitin psulim, because you don't have the appropriate chasimas. Nevertheless, v'mnisei havlat kosher. Nevertheless, if he gets married, she gets married with this get, the halacha is that the vlad is going to be kosher. Tosis nivar maskul shlosha gitim psulim. Before we get back to the shakla v'tari of the Gemara, Tosis points out that this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir that we had mentioned above, that says that the critical part is the chasimus. And therefore, if you have, let's take the first case of ksav yado, then that's not considered a full-fledged chasima. So Tosis points out that at first glance, then we have a question. Not only should the get be possible, but the halacha should be that the vlad should be a mamzer. We need to explain, points out Tosis, why is it that the vlad is kosher? If a woman got divorced with a get that didn't have the appropriate chasimas, so then the get wasn't valid. If the get wasn't valid and she remarries, the vlad should be a mamzer. Tosis has a very dramatic line where Tosis in the first wide line says that if it's written b'ksav yado ein lecha chasima gedola mizu, there's nothing greater than the baal writing it in his own handwriting. There are a few different explanations in the Achronim of why that's so. Ein lecha chasima gedola mizeh. The suggestion of the Nachas Moshe is that at the end of the day, the Torah says v'chasav la sefer krisus, that this requirement of the chasimas habal is to know that this requirement of the chasimas on a get is to know what the ratzon habal is. The eidim need to testify on the ratzon habal. But if the baal himself wrote that, so then ein lecha chasima gedola mizu, then the whole requirement of the chasimas is just the eidim testifying that it was a chasav of a baal. Yesterday's Daf Yomi Shir, we mentioned that it doesn't have to be the Baal himself who writes it, that you could have a Shliach, but at the end of the day it comes from the Ratzon HaBaal, that the Baal was the one who appointed the Shliach or showed the Shliach that this was his Ratzon. But the whole requirement of the Get and the Chasima, according to Rabbi Meir, could very well just be to know the Ratzon HaBaal. But if you have the Baal's old handwriting, then it's going to be enough. Mefarshim then go on to explain, the same might apply as well if you have Ksav Sofer Ve'ed. The third case of the Mishnah Gittim Psulim. If you have Ksav Sofer Ve'ed, then it could very well be that the Sofer could indicate the Ratzon HaBaal because he's writing it Lishma, and the Eid will also know the Ratzon HaBaal, and that would be enough to be Mitzdar if that's how some of the Achronim explain. So this is Gimel Gittim Psulim. The Reisha of the Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Meir, the halacha is that the Vlad is going to be kosher, as we just explained. According to Tosas, why the Vlad is going to be kosher, even though there aren't halachas, halachic chasimos. It's only a psul midrabanan. And we need to do somersaults, as we just did for the last couple of minutes, of trying to explain why it's considered a chasima min haTorah. According to Rabbi Meir, the Vlad will not be a mamzer. And now the Gemara finishes its kasha, says Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar, Am Alfa Bishen Alav Eidim, El Shonas Lom Lefnei Eidim Kasher. We see according to Rabbi Elazar, you don't need Eidim at all. The Govim Nechas Mishabadim. And not only that, if you have a get that was written and given over with the Eidim Mesira, you're able to collect from the Chasim Mishabadim. She'ena Eidim Chasim Al Get El Mepnei Tikkun Olam. The whole requirement of Chasimus on the Get is only due to Tikkun HaOlam. Is only there due to making the world a better place. What that means in this context is that even though, according to Rabbi Lazar, the halacha is that you only need the Eidei Mesira, nevertheless, Rabbi Lazar suggests that we'll give you something to help you out. And that is, we'll give the Isha, say, we suggest that you should have Eidim that will sign on the get, because in an instance where you're not going to be able to access Eidei Mesira, at least you'll have Eidei Chasima. So what do we see? We're stuck. The Gemara has now reverted back to its kasha on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. And that is, why is it that we say both B'fai Nechtam, B'fai Nechtam? It doesn't work according to Rabbi Meir, and we just brought this long-winded raya that doesn't work according to Rabbi Lazar. That according to Rabbi Lazar, there's no requirement of Chasima Lishma. There's no requirement of Chasimas altogether. It's only done because of Tikkun HaOlam. So you definitely don't need Chasima Lishma if you don't need Chasimas according to Rabbi Meir. Ve'ela Rabbi Meir, he continues the Gemara, maybe we'll go back and try to resuscitate the Pshat learning with Rabbi Meir. V'chila Rabbi Meir Ksiv Lishma Midaraisa Midarabanan Boy. And maybe we'll say that according to Rabbi Meir, there isn't the requirement of Lishma Min HaTorah, but Midarabanan, you do have that requirement of Lishma. Says the Gemara, you can't say that. Va'amar Rabbi Nachman, Omer Rabbi Meir Afil Matzul Basho Chasun Asala Kosher. That Nachman quotes Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that if the get was signed and given to the woman, then it's going to be kosher, says the Gemara. Okay, but so there were clearly no ksiva lishma. It was found in a garbage, says the Gemara. All right, that's true, but maybe that's only a level of daraisa that it was entirely okay. If you're going to say that's going minatori, it shouldn't have said Omer Ayir Rameir. Rameir said it's okay. It should have said Omer Ayir Rameir Dvar Torah. Because if Rabbi Meir would hold that this get that has absolutely no ksiv l'shma because it was found in the garbage, let's just spell out that case. A fellow, Yitzchak, finds in the garbage a get that was written for Yitzchak and Leah, and it turns out his wife is Leah. Wow, fantastic. So he's going to use this get. According to Rabbi Meir, it's not a problem. Why? Because as long as he has chasimas l'shma, he'll do that. Very good. So what do you see? You see that according to Rabbi Meir, the get is entirely kosher. Suggests the Gemara, maybe it's only entirely kosher midra raisa, but midra banan, it's still going to be puzzle. Says the Gemara, then it should have said Omer Hayu Rabbi Meir Dvar Torah, and therefore the Gemara rejects this suggestion that we're following Rabbi Meir. And on tomorrow's daf, Bezer Hashem, which is a very important daf, on tomorrow's daf, then what we're going to see is the Shita of Rabbi Lazar revisited. And ultimately, an understanding of our Mishnah of B'fanai Nechtav U'B'fanai Nechtav. This Ezer Hashem concludes Daf Gimel in Maseches Gittin.